about the failing newspaper business, or at least the daily newspapers are having a tough time. Weekly's doing all right. 855-450-FREE, as I understand it, at least maybe you know more, you're welcome to add your thoughts to the discussion, 1-855-450-3733, plus more international news coming up, where a French mayor has demanded that you be courteous if you live in his town. We'll tell you, Mark will have that story here in a little bit, but let's go to the phones first. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Colin, listening in Nashua, New Hampshire. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian and Mark. How you doing?
Hey. And Johnny Ray's here, too. Go ahead, Colin. Doing great.
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
Suspicious. I think Colin's a cranker.
I just want to talk about the Electoral College. I have a slight idea on how y'all feel about that. But I just want to kind of get a deeper understanding about y'all's take on Electoral College.
Sure.
Do you have any specific questions or just in general?
No, it's just like a general question.
I think that there's value in the Electoral College, and I can see the argument for offices like the president being, the president being elected by a popular vote. But I think that what it does is it takes states that are inconsequential and makes them less consequential.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so I agree.
Bigger states have more electoral votes.
For some states to get about 19, 20 votes, and then for another city to get 3 votes, I think that personally it'd be much more fair if it could be ran based on popular vote.
I tend to agree with that, but I think that another problem with the Electoral College is that there isn't really an obligation for the electors to vote for who the winner is in a state, right? Like the elector can technically vote for whoever they want, isn't that true?
They could.
Right. So ultimately, there's no obligation for them to vote in a particular way, and nobody really knows who the electors are. It just seems like one of those, yet another example of how the election process in this country is really questionable and just not transparent.
Well, I'm with Mark on this. The Electoral College and a lot of the other complexities written into the Constitution originally were designed to make the selection of our leaders kind of a federalist sort of a deal. The states were, there was more to the country than just this giant blob, but the states had their own special importance. Rhode Island has got electoral representation far beyond its share of the population, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And I think that's generally how it is for most of the small states, that the Electoral College affords them more influence than they would otherwise have.
Well, and think about California for a second. If you're a Republican voting in California for president, you might as well stay home. So, the only thing California is good for is going out and fundraising for the Democrat or the Republican. I suppose there's plenty of Republicans in California that might want to give money to affect the presidential race. But there are really only a handful of states that matter at any in generally in any given election. So that's why they tend to stick in those areas. But you wouldn't have the primary season, the vetting process that goes on during the primary season without the essentially the Electoral College, because you wouldn't have, first New Hampshire, then South Carolina, first Iowa, then New Hampshire.
What does the primary season have to do with the Electoral College?
Well, because it's state votes. I mean, it's state primaries. It would, it'd be weird to have state primaries when it's
What does that have to do with the Electoral College? I'm sorry if I'm totally ignorant on this.
The Electoral College are the people that vote for president.
That's right.
We vote for, in our states, we vote for the electors in our given state that will go on to vote for the president of the United States.
Purportedly.
And by a large percentage, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, since it's a statewide election, it's not a national election, it makes sense that primaries would be statewide also. Doesn't that make sense?
Since the general election is a statewide... Hold on. I'm sorry, Colin. I'm still trying to figure this out.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with a primary? I'm still... Am I totally dense on this?
The primary for president?
the primary period. You said it's that
well, we're talking about the election of the president of the United States, right?
Uh-huh.
There are lots of things that go on in a state primary, but why would you split up the primary into different states selecting who the president's going to be?
The idea is to narrow down who the choices would be. That's the point
of
a primary.
That's right. Yeah. And why in the world, if we had a nationwide election, would a state like New Hampshire be able to choose?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I get where you're coming from. A nationwide election. I wasn't really even seeing that as what the suggestion was being.
That's what it would be. The other alternative. First off, here's my suggestion. Number one, for electing president, make sure that everyone has the option of voting none of the above, and that the office will stay vacant for the term of the election if that is what is voted on.
I support that. I support that for every office, none of the above.
Secondarily, I think that discussing the Electoral College versus general is kind of like, let's turn this chair this way on the Titanic.
I tend to agree. That was where I was going to go next. And like, well, what's really the point of all this? They're not going to change this system. And
there's too much money vested in it.
Right. So I tend to agree that this conversation, while it's an interesting discussion, ultimately is, it opens us up to the kind of discussion where people just hypothesize what they would like to see for the federal government, what tweaks, what changes they think would be appropriate, but that'll never happen because things are too entrenched. Things are the way they are in Washington, D.C., and no amount of talking on the radio, I think, is going to change that. But, Colin, what are your thoughts?
Well, I was going to say that how about we just get rid of Electoral College altogether, and whether it's the primary or whether it's the final election, it gets to be based on popular vote. So that way everyone has a fair chance that their vote will actually count, despite whether the state is Democratic or whether the state is Republican. I feel like going by popular vote, every vote will count. I mean, I do agree with y'all about, I do agree with y'all, which I said earlier, but, what is our realistic alternative?
Well, I think if you can change the current way, if you get the opportunity to switch from Electoral College to the general election that you're talking about here, this sort of nationwide election, then you would have the same opportunity to go get away from this zero-sum, winner-takes-all voting process. I mean, the idea that I've got to choose, one of the Republicans, there's all kinds of different election options out there. You can vote, sort of number the candidates, your favorite to your least favorite. You can vote, have a list of candidates and vote for, put a certain amount of votes by each of their names, up to four by each person's name. And there's all kinds of different ways of voting. So if you can change the way we vote, then heck, let's really change the way we vote. Let's not half measure and half step around here.
Yeah.
Let's get something that works better, because the biggest problem one of the biggest problems facing the United States and its Constitution, that is the oldest form of government in the world, is this zero-sum game where the winner takes all.
Colin, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, no, I mean, the point I mentioned earlier, I kind of agree. I think they should implement that about if you don't want to vote for any of them, that should be actually a voting option. I think that would be a great idea.
Now, that's something we could probably accomplish on the state level. A lot of these ideas that people have for the federal government, they're impossible to implement because, again, the system's just too entrenched there. But you're in New Hampshire, and I believe that you are a Free State Project participant. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
Yeah, so you're here in New Hampshire. There's an influx of people who care about liberty, who are actually willing to get active. And actually, you live in Nashua, where there were at least one that I know of, maybe more than one liberty-oriented Free State Project participant who got elected, which is great news. And so it's certainly possible to implement these sorts of changes on a more localized level, make it so we got more of a parliamentary kind of a system, for instance, or change the way the system, the voting and electoral system works here. That's a possibility. Nationally, I think it's a total waste of time, and it's nothing more than political fantasy. But as always, thanks for the call tonight, Colin. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Putting none of the above on the ballot in New Hampshire is a possibility. That is in the distinct realm of possibilities. Also, making ballot access easier for third parties. New Hampshire is not one of the better states on third parties, so that's something that could change as well. 855-450-FREE. proportional voting, instant runoff voting. These are all possibilities at the state level. And really probably not so much a possibility in your state because you probably don't have a growing activist movement of liberty-oriented people who could implement such a thing. 855-453. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got listening options for you. There's the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up speed one, and one in the middle, a mid-band stream. Then one of those three streams will fit your internet connection, guaranteed, or your money back. Of course, we don't charge you for the website, so that's probably not going to pan out. But it's free. So go to listen.freetalklive.com, enjoy, and you can listen however you want. Somebody had posted on our Facebook page about having trouble listening on their iPad. They they thought that it was a conspiracy.
I think it was a joke.
Apple had, I don't know if it was a joke. I don't know. It's hard to tell when people are joking online because all of the subtlety of human communication is stripped away.
Say it isn't so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it isn't so. It wasn't a conspiracy by Apple. The guy who was programming the LRN app for iPad decided to move on to other things, and it was just more of a labor of love for him. And I guess he decided that it was such a complicated program, it required a certain level of upkeep in order to keep it, you know, I guess it wasn't just like something that tuned to the website and then hit the streams. There was actually some custom programming there where he needed to have something that he updated every time LRN changed its programming. So leaving it just idling would have made it look bad if people downloaded it, I guess was the point. So he decided to pull it.
When you guys switched to SoundCloud, I could no longer get the MP3s with my Dolphin browser on my Android. And
just by going to freetalklive.com and clicking the download link?
Yep.
It wasn't working?
Yep, it was getting I can't remember, but it was downloading a collection. The file name looked like a collection of upper and lowercase letters.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right.
And so I got a new browser, and it worked fine. I probably could have adjusted some settings on the Dolphin browser and got it to work, but
it's usually easier to just try a new browser and see what happens.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that you figured out a workaround. I mean, technology isn't perfect. There are incompatibilities out there. But the question was, well, what do I do? I can't, you know, this app isn't there anymore. What do I do? Well, you can use any streaming radio app to listen to Free Talk Live streams. And so what I would recommend, probably the easiest one is TuneIn. If you get the TuneIn app, it's on everything. So whether you're talking about an iPad or the iPhone or Android or even, I think it's even on like Palm and BlackBerry and those old systems that no one uses anymore.
BlackBerry's supposed to be making a comeback.
Is that right?
Yep.
Good for them.
They're talking about it on NPR Marketplace a couple of times.
I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear about that little competition.
That's what I'd know.
Does good. But you can get the TuneIn app. It's free, and Free Talk Live and LRN.FM are in there. Heck, even the Keene Police Scanner's in the TuneIn app, so it's a pretty handy little app. But there are other ones as well. They're all free. I mean, most of these listening apps are free, and then you can just click the listen link on our website. But if you're using TuneIn, all you have to do is just search for Free Talk or Free Talk Live, and then we'll come up.
Long live Free Talk.
Yeah, listen.freetalklive.com. That gets you access to not just our internet streams, but a bunch of radio stations that we're on. You can learn about those, our satellite listening choices, and more. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
The very best thing that you're going to be able to do with your mouth this holiday season is eat candy from Stateless Sweets. Mm. They make all natural handmade candies there at statelesssweets.com, and you can get a whole variety of them. Go to the website. They've actually done some new tweaking to the website to make it work better for you at statelesssweets.com. I cannot recommend this candy more highly. I'd say the biggest problem with Stateless Sweets candy is that you want to continue to eat them. Ian, you've tried new ones now? Are you still sticking with fudge?
Well, the fudge is my favorite for sure. I do like the cinnamon, what are they, cinnamon caramels juice, I think. Yeah.
I had the honey salted caramels that came in the last time, and oh my.
I think Johnny Ray had some of those too.
I had plenty of those.
Do you think that they contain crack? Because I asked Jillian, the chef there,
I don't
she said
crack tastes good.
No crack.
No crack. That's doesn't. What she said. Crack would probably burn your mouth.
It just keeps you just keep on wanting to eat them.
Yeah.
It probably tastes like aspirin.
crack does that is?
Probably.
Yeah, probably worse.
I haven't eaten that crack. I wouldn't know.
855-450 free. You are welcome to call about anything, whether you want to tell us about eating crack or whatever's on your mind.
StatelessSweets.com.
Yeah. All right. So 855-450 free. Let's go back to the story here. The New York Times. They're looking to cut 30 newsroom employees. Now, they're offering buyout packages, but they're telling their employees if 30 people don't step up, somebody's going to lose their job without expecting it. While the loss of 30 jobs pales in comparison to the ousting of roughly 100 newsroom staffers, this is a story from TheWeek.com, in 2008, it's the latest evidence that The Times continues to struggle despite putting up a subscriber paywall, which was intended to extract more revenue directly from online readers. The company added an impressive 83,000 digital subscribers in the third quarter and is on track to have more digital subscribers than print subscribers in the next year or two. Which, if that happens, that would be pretty impressive, I think. But print and digital revenues in the third quarter dropped by 10.9% and 2.2%, respectively. The problem is that digital simply generates much less revenue than the print business, according to Henry Blodgett at Business Insider. He says, so as the print business continues to shrink, the newsroom has to shrink. Would the Times make more money from digital if it dropped its subscriber paywall? This is the question that was batted around endlessly before the Times decided to erect the paywall, and many argue that the Times made the right choice. Competitors that continue to offer their content for free, like the Washington Post and Britain's The Guardian, are on a glide path to a desiccated newsroom, according to Dean Starkman.
So is the Times.
At the Columbia Journalism Review.
And this is a problem in the news field. Basically, you know, newspaper journalists, I would guess that newspapers have the largest amount of journalists out there, mm-hmm. you know, hardworking journalists. And when it comes to, news is important. You want to get news. But people have been kind of conditioned online that they should get news for free. There was a world of a decade ago where if you wanted news, you paid to get news. If you didn't want news, you didn't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you could watch the nightly news and that kind of thing. And, of course, you paid by watching ads.
Yeah.
And that's why I have recommended over and over again on this show that dailies adopt the weekly model and just go advertiser heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the average person wants to pay for news. I just don't think they want to, and I don't know how else you're going to pay journalists, because that's how news is created.
Would you extend that recommendation to National Public Radio?
I think NPR has a really great model.
The
listener-supported model, and they've really built it. They get about somewhere between 92 and 85, I think, percent of their funding comes outside of the government. The government is a relatively small percentage of their funding,
mm-hmm.
so I think that they are... If the government would cut them loose, or if they cut themselves loose from the government, the best choice is the government cuts them loose, because what would happen is people would feel bad, they'd feel outraged, they'd say, oh my God, I cannot believe the government has cut loose such a fine product as NPR. And I'm a supporter. I give money to NPR, because we listen to it at my house. My wife, bigger listener than I am.
I don't give any money.
Well, fine. You don't have to. But
they already have my money through taxes.
Well, very little, as far as the percentage goes. And so if they got that last bit cut, then they'd get more money and
they probably would. They'd probably get an influx.
They are a real government success story. We on Free Talk Live talk about, call in with the government program that worked. NPR would be that program.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More cutbacks at the Times. You can share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. We're here toll-free for you at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site there, including news updates. Get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is your preference. And, of course, all of them are free. Now, if you follow us via email, that's the way to get all the news about the show. Make sure you don't miss a moment or an announcement. No, you won't miss anything because they're all coming to your email box. Now, Twitter and Facebook, they're a little bit more, what do you call it?
You get it more
floaty,
often?
Fighty, flighty. There's no guaranteed way to see everything unless you actually go to our Facebook or Twitter page.
Hit or miss?
Yeah, hit or miss. So you only see what you happen to see when you're on Facebook or Twitter as far as what might be happening at that moment. But, yeah, you can get signed up for whichever one is right for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com or sign up for just one of them. In fact, it's Twitter Tuesday as we speak, so for the next several hours, we will be accepting anyone on Twitter as we will friend you, or not friend, I guess friend is the wrong term. We will follow you on Twitter if you tweet something at Free Talk Live. So tweet whatever you want, put at Free Talk Live in there somewhere, and we'll see it. Well, then click your profile and hit the follow button.
It's interesting, the one's the follow, the other's the friend. It's, At some point, there's going to be a social networking site that calls, you know, clicking and linking or whatever, deep French kissing or something.
Okay.
Yeah. At some point or another. Just go ahead and mention Free Talk Live, and we'll deep French kiss you on Twitter. Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? I mean, how many times has this happened to people? It can be so difficult to get an attorney, so expensive, and you never know whether you're getting a good one or a bad one. HowToWinInCourt.com is your solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. It works. It teaches you how to use the court's rules. Unless you know the court's rules, you're not going to win. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's a new improved jurisdictionary course, howtowinincourt.com. It's written so that the average eighth grader could learn it in a weekend. It's their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. You go there, use the free tools, buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's howtowinincourt.com. Once you finish up the course, howtowinincourt.com, that the, like I said, the average eighth grader can learn in a weekend, you'll get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor. So you'll be a doctor.
You never did that refresher that you promised us you would.
I haven't done it.
These many weeks ago.
You know, I guess it's the holidays. Having, you know, something keeps on coming up every weekend, and I'm going to be doing the pages.
What did you promise?
That I was going to redo the course. I want to do a refresher on the course.
Gotcha.
Yep. It's howtowinincourt.com.
You've been planning the pigs for slaughter.
Well, yeah, doing, right? They're going to the big pig farm in the sky.
So, what might also be going to something in the sky is the New York Times, as they are lobbying. They're going to be lobbying off another 30 newsroom employees here in a very short order.
Objection, Fian, and I apologize for this, and I apologize to anybody who might, you know, be offended at the spelling or pronunciation Nazi that I'm going to be. You said lobbing.
Lobbing. To
lobbing.
Lob off.
Lobbing off, as in to lob off a head.
Yes.
Except,
is it lop?
Precisely.
Ah, damn it. Good call, man. I appreciate being corrected. Lop, to lop off. Huh. I think I've had that one wrong my whole life, Johnny Ray.
Awesome. Lobbing is, you know, like...
Like a lob a tennis
chunking,
ball.
Chunking, throwing.
Yeah, lob a tennis ball.
Exactly.
So, to lop off 30 employees, that's what's happening now at the New York Times as... Revenues are down. According to TheWeek.com, digital revenues, print and digital, both down. So even though their digital subscriber count has been going up, that, you know, people are paying to read the New York Times online, and there's a projection that within a year or two that the digital subscriber count will exceed the print subscriber count, which that sounds like good news, but it doesn't matter that much if you can't sell the ads. And according to this, the ads are getting sold, but they're sold at lower rates now than they were just a couple quarters ago. 10.9% print ad rates are down in just the third quarter of this year, and digital's down 2.2%. And this is at the New York Times. According to Dean Starkman at the Columbia Journalism Review, he says print ads have been falling at a double-digit rate for 6 years.
Wow, that's rough.
So they went down 10.9% in the third quarter of this year, but it's every quarter, quarter after quarter, they're falling at a double-digit rate, it seems. And
so do you have any solutions, Ian? I've come on board with my solution for the dailies to solve their problem, and I know it's going to be distasteful because they have to kind of step down and get amongst the hoi polloi in order to do it. But it's really the only solution I see for them, and it seems like they'd rather just, you know, dry, shrivel up and die than do it. But.
Well, right. I mean, that's why this is so fascinating. You'd asked me earlier if I was dancing on their grave, and that's not true at all. I mean, we've used the New York Times as content on this show. So, I mean, they have good stuff now and then. And some people really like the Times. But they're old, and old business models tend to have the most trouble failing. Most trouble succeeding over time after they've hit their peak. Because once you got something good, it's only natural to want to keep it the way it's always been. I mean, it's working. Why change it? Well, it's not working now, but they don't know what exactly to do to change it. They're trying. I mean, they went to the digital subscription model thinking that was going to solve all their problems, but it hasn't. And
surely they didn't know that. I mean, surely they didn't think that was going to solve it. I mean, you know, they thought people wanted to pay for news. online?
Well, apparently they do. I mean, they are getting people to sign up for this. So, but it hasn't been enough because it's too top-heavy. I mean, the New York Times is a top-heavy organization that has all this weight due to its, you know, the golden days of the New York, you know, the print business. They probably have too many administrators. They probably have too many employees that are making too much money and all kinds of overhead costs. I know that they ended up renting out spots in their building because they didn't need the whole building anymore. They've laid Wow. off enough people to where they just don't need the whole building, so let's rent out some of the rooms. Let's rent out, you know, a couple floors on the New York Times building. And so, you know, they're going to need to downsize pretty significantly in order to stay alive, but they still have that, whatever that old mindset is of the way things should be or the way things used to be, still is still ruling them. And, you know, businesses like that can't ever really seem to break away, whether it's Woolworths or whatever you're talking about.
It would be as easy as getting rid of whatever the CEO is and bringing in a new CEO from some other place with some better idea.
Maybe some young kid.
It doesn't need to be. They don't need to be young. They just need to be from outside of the newspaper industry,
fresh.
So they don't have
fresh.
that kind of
good point.
You know, prejudice.
Maybe you're right, Mark. Maybe they haven't tried that yet. So, again, their ad rates are coming down, and they've been doing so at a double-digit rate for 6 years, with a 6% decline in 2010 being the one exception, which is the industry norm, by the way. While much hope was invested back in what seems like a different era in the idea that digital ad growth would eventually make up the slack, the reality-based community has now moved on. Digital ad growth has tapered off at disappointingly low levels. Now, you asked me one other thing about what I think might work. I'm interested to see what happens with, I think it was the Times-Picayune down in the New Orleans area, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. I believe they cut delivery to 3 days per week, printing and delivery to three days
cut quite a bit, yeah.
per week. And that seems to be a smart move. It kind of takes them in more of a weekly direction, not quite all the way weekly, but it's less pulp, less paper, less hours delivering product.
These
all
people
around
sell
them.
Pulp and paper. And if you're going to sell paper, you need to sell more paper, not less paper.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but the news is already a day old. What's the difference if it's 2 days old at that point? And so the distribution costs are pretty significant.
Sure.
I have to say, you know, having been involved in a local activist paper here, formerly the New Hampshire Free Press, I was the delivery guy for the Keene area, and it was a time consuming process going to just literally, you know, a dozen distribution locations, you know, driving all around town, and that costs time and it costs gas, and you know, it's not something I really wanted to go and spend my time on. Of course, I wasn't getting paid for it, but
I think more and more it's going to be delivered digitally, but that still doesn't change that you need advertisers.
855-450-FREE, and the advertiser, what do they care if they're in two different papers, you know, one day versus the next? As long as people are seeing the ads, it seems to be all that matters there. Well, coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's Web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at Web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call Web.com today.
Wow. Thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call Web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit Web.com/radio.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free. 855-453. Just take the CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, I would recommend that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there. The AMP program, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month to the show. We take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live. Get on more stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So you can help us with that. It makes a big difference when our listeners become amplifiers. Because you get perks too, by the way, like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, forum, and more. Go and get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it.
One of the realities of a world that contains fiat currencies, like, well, every government currency that is out there, is the state inflates the currency base to fund its wars. It's mathematically impossible for people to inflate bitcoins. Bitcoins are the new currency. They're a new step forward in the area of currency. And they allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees on it. They'll give you complete control over your own account. These things are tremendous when it comes to, it's a tremendous step forward in the area of currency. If the world used bitcoins, governments would have to think long and hard about who they were going to blow up and who they want to fight in a war. Antiwar.com is having its fun drive, and they take bitcoins. Go to antiwar.freetalklive.com and donate to this worthy organization. They're the only ones out there reporting news that isn't slanted towards war. It's antiwar.freetalklive.com to donate in bitcoins.
All right, so just a few more thoughts. We're going to write into your phone calls on the continual failure of the New York Times looking to chop off another 30 employees to cut costs because a lot of the old business, old media business owners believe they can just cut their way to success. instead of innovating somehow. And that's not working. It's not going to work for the long run. But they really don't know what to do. Ad rates are down. The newsrooms are smaller than ever. And they just continue to get smaller. This is not, doesn't seem to be a trend that's turning around or looking like it's going to turn around. They're getting more print, digital subscribers. That's something that's turned around.
But they're not worth as much as a paper subscriber.
They're not worth as much as far as advertisers are concerned.
Right.
That's for sure. And so
impressions online just aren't as worth as much as a person who's getting dirty newsprint on their fingers.
Right. In addition to that, one of the final points made here in this article at the Week is that online, one of the other reasons why ads aren't worth as much is because there's no shortage of people to sell you an ad. I mean, there's no shortage of news websites with which you can, you know, purchase their advertising. So, yeah, it's true that there are probably only so many papers that focus on New York City, and so therefore there's still some level of limitation on, you know, how many ads can be sold, but there's nothing that stops anybody from putting up their own New York City-based internet website. There's no barrier to entry there. There's no distribution costs that you have to bear up front. I mean, I actually looked into what it would take to start up a franchise of The Onion, which is my favorite newspaper, and it was too much. I mean, first of all, I don't have the time for it, but even if I did have the time for it, it would have been a lot of money up front in, you know, newspaper stands, whatever cost you would have to, you know, incur to hire somebody that's going to take the papers
around. There's a lot
around.
Of overhead in running a newspaper,
right?
No doubt.
But there's almost zero overhead in just starting up your own blog, for instance.
Well,
and
the Christian Science Monitor got rid of its print publication.
And they're still out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Talkers Magazine, our industry publication, got rid of its print magazine, even though it wasn't exactly failing, but they just saw that it wasn't going to be viable in the future, and they just decided, let's cut it off.
Yeah, Michael Harrison's a visionary, and he says, well, you know, this whole print thing's probably going to go away, or at least the competition's going to get more fierce, and it's expensive to print magazines, put them in the mail, and send them out. And
time-consuming and expensive.
Absolutely.
Ian, you mentioned The Onion earlier. The Onion is canceling their physical manifestation of their newspaper, right?
Not entirely a true statement. The Onion corporate is canceling its mailed version of the paper. However, there are franchises now. So in certain big cities, and actually cities as small as Austin, Texas, the Onion is available on the street still. So you can get it on a box, you know, like in a free box kind of thing at D.C., New York. I think Philly might have it. There's several cities around the country that have kind of a localized Onion where it'll have the AV Club in the back actually has local concerts and things like that that are going on. So it's a hip weekly paper in a lot of big cities. So that still exists, but you cannot order a mailed print subscription at this point.
The Onion gives me a strange combination of hopelessness and personal glory. The personal glory is just that it's so smart and wonderful to read, and it makes me feel awesome reading it. But I know that I'm pretty sure I'm never going to be good enough to write something of the caliber as what's in The Onion, but I'm okay with that.
It's great satire. I mean, you really would have to be a brilliant satirist in order
it's
to be able to,
amazing.
To crank out that much content on a weekly basis, and then add to that the fact that they're not only doing satire in print form, but they're also doing the Onion television product that's available on their
YouTube
channel.
I think tomorrow I'm going to be watching Porking Across America.
That's a fun. Well, actually, it comes out on Thursday, so you probably have to wait another day. But
well, I haven't seen any of them.
Oh, you've never watched Porking Across America? Yeah,
no.
You should totally check that out.
This is an Onion product.
It's the Onion's latest series. They've moved from doing just parodies of the news, like they have their Onion radio news or their Onion TV news channels,
right,
that they do, where they make fun of Fox and MSNBC. But now they've branched out into actually doing web series. So continuing part, you know, one part each week kind of things. Sex House was their first one, and it was awesome. And
you talked about it a lot.
I did. And Porking Across America is... it's a spiritual successor to Sex House. It's got that same dark comedy flavor to it, and it's really good stuff. They took the guy from Today Now. If you've heard enough Onion or seen enough Onion, you've seen this character. He's one of the smiling TV show morning hosts. You know, those morning show, mm-hmm. We've got our cup of coffee, and tune in with us, and we'll interview people, and we're just having a blast. those kind of TV morning shows.
Sure.
So they've been making fun of them for a while on their Onion News channel. They took the main host from that show, Jim, and they put him in this Porkin' Across America, where he goes to all 50 states and eats pork. And he's just such a jerk. You know, you get to know the character, and then... Let's just say certain changes happen to his character over the series.
Oh, fascinating.
I'm not going to tell you more about it. But anyway, 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. So the other point was that advertisers can pay less online, period, for digital. But also, because there's so much choice, these old companies are still trying to do business. They're not used to having unlimited competition. They're used to being one or two newspapers in one geographic area. Now they're competing with the whole world. And so rates have to come down. So the Times is stuck between a rock and a hard place. Digital subscription growth isn't enough to make up for the losses from the print business, and neither is their digital ad revenue. So what can it do? Well, it could accept its fate as a smaller newspaper. It could bank wishfully on an explosion of digital subscriber growth. It could even sell itself to a profitable news business like Bloomberg, or could join Facebook and nearly every other online company in trying to come up with more creative ways to sell advertising to its users. And to that end, the New York Times should start getting to know their readers better, according to Matthew Ingram at GigaOM, and use that targeted information to charge higher rates. But it's going to be tough because
he's got his recommendation too.
Yeah, old businesses change slowly and usually not fast enough to keep up with the new times.
I say that take a look at the weeklies, take a look at the people that are doing what you do essentially in your area and doing it profitably, and take on some of the stuff that they do. Weeklies put a lot of ads in there. Put a lot of ads in. You can sell. You can have the same amount of ad reps servicing the same amount of people and just give them more ads and more papers, and then they can deal with more folks and just expand your advertising department. They've laid off a lot of ad salespeople in the newspaper industry, and I think they're crazy for doing it.
The ads in the ads in the weekly papers are like content unto themselves, especially the ads for the strip clubs.
Well, I wonder about this. You'll see these sort of advertorials pieces where they write up of something about the business and that kind of thing. If they clearly labeled that in a daily, and they put some of their writers to work doing this. It's not like that copy doesn't sell. I can tell you people want to buy that copy.
I bet they do.
That's what the article on the front page of the Monadnock Shopper is.
That's all it is. You're absolutely right. Let's go to Conrad. He's in the Soviet States of America. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hey, Conrad.
Good evening, Conrad.
Hey.
I would like to talk about freedom. You speak much about freedom, and I'd like to explain that most people are born in slavery.
I tend to agree with you.
Yes, we are born slaves to our choices, our desires, our consequences, and our uncertainty. And the one way to be free from this slavery...
I want to know more. Hang on, Conrad. We're going to bring you back here in a moment after the news. 855-450-FREE. Born into slavery, he's got a one way out. Let's see what his solution is. It's Free Talk Live.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets. Delicious. Handmade. All-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.